coming from what is known as Arabia. Arabia is not a continent. America is a continent. Two continents, America. Big one. Arabia is small, but a pretty good sized piece of land. And it borders on Africa and Europe. It is called the Middle East. It's between the west, the big western continent of Africa, America, South America, and North America. And on the other side is Europe, Eurasia, and Asia, pardon me. It's the middle continent. And you will find that the racial makeup of those people is a mixed racial makeup. They are not white all together, and they are not black all together. They would be what you would describe a long time ago as colored people. This is a fact. They will be, and by description, they are colored people. They are not all black, they are not truly black, and they are not truly white. And they trace their ancestry back to two ancestors. One they say was Caucasian looking, Abraham, but not a true Caucasian of the genetic line. But very Caucasian-looking person. And on the other side, the ancestry is traced from Hera in Ohio. Hera. And Hera was the last servant girl of the wife of Abraham. Okay, so they explain their racial mix in that way. Now, our religion came from Muhammad's leadership. He got many converts from many races. And while he was in that particular peninsula called Arabia, he mentioned men to go out and call the people of the world to the faith, to our faith. The men he mentioned, one was Persian, one was Arab, one was African, one was European. He mentioned men that represented the major races or the major division of the humanity. And he mentioned those men to go and deliver his message as his ambassador to invite other nations to become Muslims. Now, I won't give the full history of this. I'm sure your reverend is well acquainted with this history. He's not only a spiritual inspired man, he's an intellectually grounded man. And that's what we need more of. Oh, wow. Now, the religion spread, and after the passing of our prophet from this world to the audience, and on all the writing letters, something transpired that brought a kind of foreign element into our religion. Our religion is based on the unity of God, meaning one God, with no divisions in it. And our religion is based on the unity of human nature and human concern. We don't see any differences in that. It's the same for every people. But something foreign came into our religion. Jealousy came up. In our religion, God says, the people didn't differ as to what the religion was until higher knowledge was given to them by God, and they began to envy each other because they possessed that. Now, another thing happened to us. It wasn't so much the academic problem, but it was the racial problem. In time, Muslims got from that central human concern, that central human focus on the mother's man, his true identity. They got away from that idea that killed racism. And they began to struggle with each other for more power in the spreading Muslim community. That had become very, very wrong and very inactive. So when the African Moors went to Spain and established a government there, established a leadership there, not with force, but with the invitation and with the willing acceptance from the Spanish people themselves. A Muslim government under the Moors' leadership of establishing Spain. Those Africans, they educated the Spanish people, And the Spanish people became authority in that government. The Spanish themselves became authority in that government. And the Moors and the Spanish lived together and shared the life of Spanish life with each other for 7 centuries. This is history. 700 years. All of those Spanish people in the jungle, many of them remain Christians. And in the society, depending on the destiny of that Spanish society or new Spanish community that has been formed under the Moors or with the Moors and the victims, also the Jews live there as a big Jewish community. And they too grew and prospered there. They too shared in the destiny or in the destiny of that new government. And it lasted for 700 years. America was a little over 200 years old. America has yet to match that record. And look at the racial turmoil and all the other things that we have experienced as Americans in this 200 years. That was 700 years of Muslim assistance and Muslim guidance, Muslim participation, Muslim invitation for others to share in the leadership, and they shared in that leadership. And that 700 years was uninterrupted peace. This is history. 700 years of uninterrupted peace. The only thing that interrupted that peace was the spirit of world dominance, the appetite for world dominance that came into the Catholics of Europe. And then they started the Crusades. And I hear you going to the title, you have to learn something about the truth. This battle between Muslims and Christians is the ugliest thing on the pages of religious history. And it was carried on for centuries and centuries and centuries. I've never had a year like that. Yes, all in all, the Muslims had lost that simple focus in their religion. And the Catholics had lost that central purity of their religion. They had become a theoretic and used it even as an excuse that the world must be conquered for Jesus. And the Muslims were using all kinds of things as excuses for their involvement in that kind of war. If they both had right focus in their religion, they would come together and say, this is senseless bloodshed. And they would come together on common ground of human concern and what God has made sacred for all men, and that war would have been ended long time ago. Now, America is again a great situation. And I think here is where God has given us the same thing for Muslims and Christians to do it again. And we are going to do it. Praise the Lord. Peace be unto you.
You know if you feel that you can follow Christian examples or moral examples, but at this time we have any general calls. We don't want individuals. We're asking for a call to serve. Anyone who's out there who's lost on the outside, we're not here to convert each other. We are here to convert the sinners, those that are led by the devil to them. Let the others that are outside of our fellowship. We're asking our call to serve. You might come in and share and join up. Let us all stand as we go to the let us sing that last chapter one time, Lord. Lord, have a
Well, Coleman, it's all right to see you. Let me ask the recent Congress out here, it's going to be already announced along with
my field is one of the hardest working brothers in this nation.